Hoosier just showed America how people here look out for each other and respond quickly to disaster and to danger. It's now important that we do as effective and competent a job at recovery as we did at response. And we have learned that that cannot be taken for granted. Therefore, we have created on an as-needed basis, as long-as-needed basis, an office to help make sure that every Hoosier and every Hoosier community who are entitled to various forms of federal or other assistance make application in a timely way and succeed in receiving that assistance. Andy Miller, our Commissioner of Agriculture, I've asked to take the leadership of this cross-department office. It'll operate out of the governor's office here, and it'll be in existence as long as these application processes are open. We want to make certain, once again, that every Hoosier and every community avails themselves of the potential assistance. Just to let you know how much this needs special attention, the federal authorities have told Andy that they consider 20% a good outcome. 20% of those, for instance, eligible for SBA loans actually making application. So we have deadlines coming this month and early next month. We will be reaching out person by person, community by community, making certain that no one is confused by, frankly, some application forms and some processes that are a little confusing, and that everybody is aware that help may be available to them.
But in what way will you be reaching out? How will, because I'm guessing one reason people don't apply is that they don't realize even that they can.
That's correct. I'm learning through Andy and Becky and others about the various problems, but they do include ignorance of the deadlines. The SBA loan application, for instance, says business loan at the top, but it is not limited to business purposes. You can rebuild a house with it. And some people may see that and stop right there. So we will be calling people individually, and Becky's office of community, the Okra office, has been contacting community leaders rigorously already, but there may be as many as 1,000 communities and governmental subdivisions eligible, but only 179 have made applications so far, and only about 10% of the individuals who are are eligible or might be for SBA loans.
Governor, at what point did you folks figure out that, hey, people just don't know that these deadlines are here? Was it an instance in particular, or that somebody missed deadlines, or?
No one's missed a deadline so far. But we're just noting that the pace wasn't very rapid, and as we talked to the federal authorities, we found out that this is very common. But we're just not prepared to sit and let people miss out on opportunities that might be there. And just as in the response phase, we want to make certain Indiana does a better job than whatever normal is.
How do you know who all the individuals are to contact them?
Well, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, but the we do have a list. It's about 14,000 now of people who did apply for FEMA assistance. That is direct cash. As many as 10,000 of those did not qualify on the first round there, and the right move for them to make is to apply for an SBA loan. Now, interestingly, under the federal rules, if some of them don't, for some reason, receive the SBA loan, that may then allow them to reapply for cash assistance. So it's very important they take that next step, and it's July the 20th, I believe. No, I'm sorry, August the 11th for SBA.
Governor, who else will be in the office besides Andy?
Well, Ann Valentine from our office, and we've let Andy basically have his pick of some of the folks who went through the first went through the response phase with us, and we will ask these people to devote most, if not all, their time to this task. We'll give you a list. There are, he's handpicked about six or seven of our best.
Why is this not being handled out of the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, because we think it does cut across departmental lines, and it's a slightly different assignment than they have. Their assignment is to be ready and to act in the case of an emergency, a disaster, either natural or man-made. But helping people navigate a public assistance program is something different. Remember, when we set up the one-stop shops, which FEMA now tells us they may recommend to other states, it was Mitch Robe of the Department of FSSA that we asked to take the lead, because helping people successfully apply, qualify themselves, and then receive public assistance is something his department really specializes in. And by the way, a lot of thanks are really due to him and everybody who worked with him on that. That was, we were building that airplane as we flew it, and they just did a terrific job.
Are there any updated estimates on damage for homeowners?
I don't have any, but we'll try to get them for you. If necessary, we'll find it, but basically we're going to take these people from other assignments, give them this higher priority assignment during the next few weeks.
Governor, I recall that when the one-stop center in Martinsville opened the first day, it was very crowded. It was packed with services. Do you think there was some misunderstanding on the part of individuals that if they thought they were applying for one form of federal assistance, that automatically applied them for other forms?
Not to my knowledge, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's a very, first of all, traumatic time, very confusing. The federal rules and forms, as Andy has personally wrestled with them, are sometimes ambiguous themselves. So I don't doubt there were some very natural misunderstandings, and that's exactly why we're going to go to every length we know how to reach people one by one, communities one by one, and make certain that no one misses a deadline, no one misses an opportunity that should be theirs.
Is there a phone number or some website or someplace people use to get a hold of this office?
I guess you'll establish one, huh?
We'll be on the emergency.in.gov. Yeah.
Say it again?
We'll be on the emergency.in.gov. There'll be a contact later today or tomorrow.
And what's the maximum time you expect this office to be open? Well,
at least till the last deadline is passed, and probably beyond, because there may be appeals. There may be folks who, somewhere out there, who we believe were unfairly declined. So as long as we think there's a person out there in need of assistance, we'll keep somebody on the job.
What is the deadline for local governments to apply for direct assistance?
That's July 20th for the first counties. Now, as you recall, the counties were designated in stages, and therefore their deadlines will come at different times. But the first set of 26 counties, which is roughly two-thirds, we're already less than 2 weeks away.
And that's not for public assistance. That's for...
That is for public assistance. That is to say, infrastructure or damage to public buildings and facilities.
Okay, but not individual public.
That individual assistance is, they refer to that as IA, individual assistance. And the agriculture deadline is actually this week. Andy's already been working through the department, reaching out, we hope, to every single farmer who had losses to make certain they know the emergency conservation program window closes in a few days. The individual assistance through FEMA is August 11th.
Folks are doing, we're looking at, you know, where you can tighten up, where you can provide better services. Will there be anything else sort of like this Office of Disaster Recovery coming out, or just changes to rules?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we try to learn from every experience, and you've seen us invent a couple of approaches just in the course of this one. So I don't doubt that if we run across another problem, we'll try to devise a new solution for it.
There were 26
counties
approved for the July
20th. Yeah,
there are
total.
How many eventually were are eligible?
37.
And the July 20th deadline is for what?
That's for public assistance. That is to say, a town who lost its town hall or had road damage or bridges or infrastructure, typically. Individuals, August the 11th, that's right.
Andy, a couple weeks ago you said that was going to be the worst agricultural disaster in the history. Since then, what have you seen in terms of the impact of Indian farmers who may have to decide whether they want to continue to engage in farming as an occupation or find some other line of work? Have you noticed any sort of trends on that?
Well, to be clear, we said it'd be one of the worst. We're not, you know, we don't have the final quantification of exactly how big, but there's no doubt it'll be one of the worst. We've not luckily seen any farmer or farm family that has found themselves going out of business because of the flood. And I think that's, again, why it's so important that they apply for all the assistance they can get to help make sure that that doesn't happen. But we don't have any as of yet that have gotten to that point.
And what kind of relief are we talking about for farmers?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, if they've lost their home or personal property, I mean, FEMA, you know, that's a novel concept for a lot of these farmers because they've never thought about it before. And then the U.S. Department of Agriculture has several programs, emergency loans, and also emergency conservation programs to help restore the land, you know, taking things like debris removal, working on washouts. So there's all kinds of things. And I'd suggest they reach out to the U.S. Department of Agriculture or the Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
And is it that second type of assistance that the deadline this week?
Yes.
Do you know what day that is?
It's this week, and it's just one program called the Emergency Conservation Program. It's the July 11th, this Friday.
We hosted a conference call as well for farmers around the state. Purdue took their questions regarding what they can look forward to if they replant or don't, or what kind of insects they might be experiencing after such water.
It's instructive because in the ag sector, we do have the Extension Service. We have a USDA network, and so there's a built-in outreach system and probably a little more familiarity with these programs. That we don't have that on the individual side or on the community side, and that's what we've asked Andy to pull together. We want to do just as good a job of reaching every single potentially eligible person or town.
Do you know for the July 20th deadline, how many communities that you think are eligible who have not yet stepped forward to meet those deadlines?
Well, hundreds.
Do you know why they are not stepping forward?
Well, I think I'm sure that many of them are in the process of calculating and documenting damage. You have to prove, after all, that a significant damage occurred and that it occurred as a result of this event. And so that's not a simple or straightforward, maybe not a one-day process. So I'm confident that many of them are in somewhere in the train of doing that. Maybe we can help them. But they're probably, based on the information I've got, probably three-fourths or more of them have not yet filed, and we don't want to take a chance.
I mean, Governor, you said that I'm still a little confused. You said there were 37 counties.
Total.
Counties total that mm-hmm. would be able to receive this.
Public assistance. That's correct.
And how many counties? Were there more counties that were eligible for individual help?
Well, I'm sorry. Was it 37 is the individual number. Well, if it's not identical, it's close to that. All right. Thank you very much.